From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns is preaching a message entitled The Psalm of the Word, part of a series based on Psalm 138. The text is the closing phrase of verse 2, For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In seeking to discover the application of the expression thy word, Dr. Cairns has first pointed to the Bible itself, God's most explicit way of revealing himself to men. Then this expression may be a reference to the incarnate Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. A third possibility is that the Word God has magnified is His covenant Word, the promises He made to His people, beginning with the covenant He made with Abraham, that in His seed should all the families of the earth be blessed, that promise that is fulfilled in Christ. Dr. Cairns will come to the message in just a few minutes. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled Condition of Blessing. The text is Malachi 3 and verse 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Many read and plead this promise without noticing the condition upon which the blessing is promised. We cannot expect heaven to be opened or blessing poured out unless we pay our dues unto the Lord our God and to His cause. There would be no lack of funds for holy purposes if all professing Christians paid their fair share. Many are poor because they rob God. Many churches also miss the visitations of the Spirit because they starve their ministers. If there is no temporal meat for God's servants, we need not wonder if their ministry has but little food in it for our souls. When missions pine for means, and the work of the Lord is hindered by an empty treasury, how can we look for a large amount of soul prosperity? Come, come! What have I given of late? Have I been mean to my God? Have I stinted my Savior? This will never do. Let me give my Lord Jesus His tithe by helping the poor and aiding His work, and then I shall prove His power to bless me on a large scale.
Astonishing mercy and power, in accord with His pleasure and will, He created each planet, each flower, every galaxy, microbe and He suspended this planet in space to the praise of His glorious grace, to the praise of His glorious grace, to the praise of His glorious grace. Providentially ruling all things, to conform to the end He designed, He mysteriously governs and brings His eternal wise plans into time. He works out every step to the praise of His glorious grace. To the praise of His glorious grace.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We continue to receive encouraging response to these broadcasts, and we want you to know that we're very grateful to those of you who take the time to contact us. Among the various publications which we offer on these programs, the most popular is the quarterly LTBS magazine. The principal focus of the January issue will be the Gospel of Luke. The articles include Luke, the Man and His Message, A Primer on Prayer, The Parables, and Following Christ, the Meaning of Discipleship. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. John Douglas. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, can you be sure you're saved? How do you explain unanswered prayer? And what is marriage? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
You see, here in Christ, all the perfections of God are embodied in a person. A person who walked among us. A person who belongs to history. A person who was true man, true flesh and blood. A person who is still accessible to us. In him, God and man, two distinct natures, but one indivisible person for all eternity. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Here we see all the divine attributes in operation. Do you want to see the power of God? Then see Jesus. This brings creation out of the realm of what's called ontology. You know, we read, in the beginning God created. That's as much as I can know about that. That's not an action witnessed by any mortal being. It's why it's beyond the realm of scientific investigation. It is not a reproducible act in any laboratory of man. So, here's something that brings creation out of that realm to something that touches our lives. See the Lord Jesus standing in the open heathland, the hills overlooking the Sea of Galilee. See him surrounded by thousands of starving people, wearied out with a long journey and a long day. And he takes five loaves and he breaks them. Now, this is not magic, but it is mystery. Those five loaves had a specific content. All the ingredients were measured and limited. You break five little loaves, you mustn't understand big loaves with about 40 slices. You must understand five little rolls that would be, hardly rolls even, more like flat things that would be for one little boy to eat at one sitting. You break them, what have you got? You've got five loaves broken. With all the goodness in the world, you couldn't make more than one or two people be satisfied, even for a day or for a half a day or for half an hour with them. But as he broke, he gave, and he gave, and he gave, and he gave. And 5,000 men besides women and children were fed to the full, and 12 baskets full were left that weren't eaten. There's power and there's creation in the hands of the Savior. When in Cana of Galilee, the servants took water and they poured it. It was water in their hand. It was wine by the creative act of Jesus Christ. Oh, that's power. You see him calming the storm. Are there any more beautiful words in Scripture? Peace, be still. There are storms that would ravage this world were it not that Christ is still doing that very thing. And there are metaphoric storms that would wreck your life were he not doing the very same thing. We see his power healing the sick, raising the dead, crushing Satan, laying down his own life, no man taking it from him, laying down his own life and then taking it up again, as he himself had said. Do you want to know about God's love and God's mercy? Can you see it any more clearly than Christ loving the unlovely? Do you see him with that poor fallen woman? And he says, neither do I condemn thee. Do you see him with the other who had washed his feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. Go your way. Your sins are gone. Old Simon says, that's the Pharisee, he says, this man doesn't know what he's dealing with. If he knew that woman the way I know her, he wouldn't let her touch him. You see, that's the glory of Christ's mercy and his power and his purity. You and I touch the filth, and the filth imparts itself to us. Jesus Christ touched the filth, and he imparted his purity to it, cleared it away. You see him living and dying, not for sinners in general, just. Don't just lose this. He died the just for the unjust. Oh, that's wonderful and true. But remember, I'm the unjust. I'm the sinner. I'm the ungodly. I'm that filthy rebel who ought to die and be damned eternally. And Jesus Christ could love me enough to die and shed his blood for me. Do you want to see God's justice and God's judgment? Then hear Christ as he thunders against the scribes and the Pharisees and warns them, how can you escape the damnation of hell? Today, we see his glory. We who know him, we see his glory. We see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. We see him. But the day is coming when all the world will see him. 2 Thessalonians 1 tells me of that day when he will come in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tells me of that day when he will be glorified and admired by and in his people, but equally in the destruction of the ungodly. Oh, I tell you, here is the fullness, as Hebrews 1 tells us, God, who spoke in all these ways in the past, has now spoken once and for all in Jesus Christ. And then the final thing I'll say is this. Thy word, thou hast exalted or magnified thy word above all thy name. Thy word may refer specifically to the covenant word. And in that sense, the doctrine is that faithfulness to his promise is God's chief and most obvious attribute in dealing with his people. David here may have been thinking of the promises of God in general, but I think it's more probable that he had in mind some very particular or great promise. Many Bible commentators believe that he wrote this in response to the promise of 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 and 13. When thy days be fulfilled, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build an house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. Obviously, the immediate reference there is Solomon, but David understood it, I believe, to the ultimate reference, the greater than David and the greater than Solomon, he whose kingdom would be literally forever, namely the Lord Jesus Christ, the great Messiah. Now, David immediately in verse 21 in 2 Samuel 7 said, for thy word's sake and according to thine own heart hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Very similar, for thy word's sake. And here he's saying, thou hast exalted thy word. This promise, this glorious covenant promise. I believe there's a lot to be said for him responding to the promise of Christ. But whatever the promise, at least this is clear. David had a promise in mind. And the fact that he was celebrating is, God never promises without performing. God is holy, God is just, God is great, God is majestic, God is all wise, God is all powerful. You can say all those things. But you know, without this, you'll get little good out of all those truths. David is saying, Lord, when I see all the wondrous manifestations and all the wondrous witnesses to the greatness and glory of my God, there is one thing that stands out above the rest. In all your dealings with me, you have exalted this to the topmost level. You have shown my God is faithful to his covenant promise. That's something on which you can depend. You remember what Solomon said? 1 Kings 8:56. There hath not failed one word of all the good promise of God. And again he makes a statement such as, thou hast spoken with thy mouth, thou hast fulfilled it with thy hand. God's word is never an empty word. It is never a vain promise. It is never something that God may forget or go back upon. He has exalted his word. In other words, what he says, he has put that right at the pinnacle of all the ways in which he has made himself known to us. And he's saying, I want you to understand this. You can depend on my word. You can depend on my promise. Think of the Psalm 37, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Literally, roll thy way upon the Lord. That way of care and trouble, that way of perplexity and worry, that way of uncertainty and confusion, that way of challenge and difficulty, that way of suffering and anguish, roll it upon the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's the promise. One preacher, Mr. Barnes, told me about it was J. Sidlow Baxter. I think it was Baxter called his ideas and his messages on Psalm 37:5, feasting on the faithfulness of God. Beautiful theme. And that's what our text invites you to do this morning. Thou hast exalted thy word above all thy name. Thou hast exalted thy promise. Thou hast exalted thy faithfulness. When God says it, he'll do it. He'll do what he has said, as he has said, when he has said, for the reasons he has said, and nothing can stop him. He'll do it. Feasting on the faithfulness of God.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.